things like that on it. You can buy groceries, and that's all. Mm-hmm. Can't buy, but of course, lots of them let them get by and buy beer and everything else, tobacco, cigarettes, everything. But they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. They get caught once in a while.
So that a man could survive on a small farm?
Oh, yeah, he can make money out of it. Mm-hmm. That is, if you do your own work. Mm-hmm.
If you would rent, would he rent this equipment, or?
No, they buy it. They got these small tractors bought back yonder. Mm-hmm. And they got this old tractor to fix them up. Well, you take up down in and out of no places, they use a tractor for 25 or 30 years or more. All you got to do is keep them up. You can't wear a tractor out in a year, like some of these boys do.
If you got the know-how, then you'd really be able to keep a tractor in good shape.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's the way they do.
Well, this has really been, it's the first time I've ever been in the Delta or around any cotton country at all.
Well, you're in the richest country in the world right now. I don't care where you go in the whole world. It's Mississippi Delta, the richest country in the world.
Really,
grow anything.
You got a long growing season, longer than
most of
Kansas
of
or any place like that.
Yeah. Then now you can grow rice, you can grow beans, anything you want, you can grow it. Peaches, it's a great peach country.
I did pass some orchards in through here. But
yeah, you got some down here. They make money out of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got $5-$6 a bushel for those peaches last year. But it's like everything else, a peach orchard. You got to take care of it like anything else to have nice peaches. Like I told you, I had a brother-in-law who had 300 acres of peaches.
300 acres?
Said he made over $100,000 one year on them.
But can you get the labor now?
No, that's the reason. He took a bulldozer and got every one of his up to the roots and burned them up. Sold it down to Lespedeza. Put black cows on it.
Some places you can bring in Mexicans or...
We used to bring them in, yeah, but about quit it now.
Why was that?
Well, the law and everything, you know, the government check on them pretty close.
In the housing or...
Well, they don't take much houses from them. They just sleep on the floor, on the sacks and things, and cook out in the yard.
And what does the government check on?
How long they've been out of Mexico. Where they're from.
Oh, I see. So they just came up and...
We used to go down and get them a truckload and come in and pick cotton.
I see.
15 or 20 years ago. 25. And but you trade with one man. Take one of me. You couldn't handle it. One of them, he just had one man. You make a trade with him, count them out there, and he'd look after them. And he'd just pay him, he'd pay them.
I see. One boss over a number of families.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then they just agree to come up and then agree to go back down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the reason that the government stepped in is that some of them stayed. Is that
that's right. That's right. Then they got so he had to house them too. That's one thing stopped them. He had to have houses for them. It used to be they'd just take one house like this, and that was it. All of them. You didn't buy nothing from them. They slept on the floor, cotton sacks, and anything else. I'll see how they lived. And they cooked in the yard, big pot out there.
That's the only way, though, that. You can't harvest fruit unless you've got that kind of labor.
That's right.
I don't know how they do the in Washington. And
they migrate. You take Eisenmakers went to Florida and never did come back. And they'd come back on the visit and they'd go when the season opened up.